Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reiki Radio. My name is Yolanda, and I am really thankful to be here with you today. I've done so many podcasts, and each and every time I start the show, I'm so full of gratitude to be able to exchange with you in this way, partially because I get excited about whatever the topic may be, and today is all about celebrating new beginnings, but also just because I never know what's going to unfold as we get going. But for today's show, you may want to grab something to write with as well as some drinking water because we are going to do an exercise a little bit later. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, you can access all of the episodes of Reiki Radio in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Reiki Radio. And if you click on the option to follow the show, you will receive email reminders of when all the shows will air. And that way you never miss an episode. Or you can also subscribe to the podcast for free on iTunes, which is also listed under Reiki Radio. So, welcome to all of you, and I hope you had a wonderful holiday. I was able to spend mine with two of my best friends, and if you follow me on Facebook, you may have seen the blog that I posted about my holiday dilemma, and I stayed true to myself, and I honored what I was feeling, and I thoroughly enjoyed the holiday. Now, before we get into the topic, just really briefly, you know, I was thinking about the end of this year, and November was full of emotional release, and this month also presented a lot of mirrors for us. So, for many people, it was like a deep unearthing of what has been lingering in the shadows of our psyche, and we couldn't ignore what was coming up for acknowledgement. So it was a little bit uncomfortable at times, but depending on how you dealt with it, you had a lot of transformation and growth. Now, for some of us, it was an awareness of an initiation, moving into higher levels of consciousness and being urged to wake up and see who we are and what we came here for. But that's a whole nother show, and we may revisit that topic another day. But regardless of your path, that is why the last few episodes of Reiki Radio were focused on your transformation and being in full awareness of your choice and your ability to work through your layers for your own evolution. Now, recently, one of my clients posed this question. She asked, "If God loves me as I am, and my soul is perfect, why do I need to work on myself?" I thought this was really interesting, and there were several answers that were swirling through my head. But here's the thing. This work is not a question of anyone else loving you. It's about you loving yourself. It's about you understanding your divine nature and that you are worthy and deserving of all you desire. So no matter who loves you, you will only experience life from the aspect of how well you know and see and love yourself. Now, I think it's important for all of us to know that the gift of life itself proves your worthiness. But again, it doesn't really matter unless you know it. How we think of ourselves, how we treat ourselves, all of this affects how we create, how we perceive life, and even what we attract into our lives. So even when we think about our patterns or the situations that seem to repeat in our lives or the relationship patterns that repeat in our lives, they are all opportunities for us to wake up and see how we are influencing our experiences. It's about us. And this brings us right back into our process of healing and transformation, which is ongoing. Now, you've heard me say it before, but there are layers to this. And the deeper you go, the more you begin to see yourself, the more you begin to forgive and understand, the more you begin to accept you and know that you are worthy and deserving of all you desire. I mean, one of the best parts about it is you really do start to step out of blame and regret, and you move out of doubt, and you just start to trust yourself and love yourself so much that you will know that you are capable of experiencing your life from new levels of awareness. Now, is it easy? No. And that's why there are so few who choose this path, but it is very rewarding. And when I say choose this path, I don't mean that you have to become what is considered like a teacher or a healer, although you may, but it's all about you working on you, seeing and knowing who and what you are. You know, it's interesting, the people that I work with who are very dedicated to working through their layers, it's such an amazing thing to witness. You know, I do acknowledge what I go through in my own growth, but it's also just, it seems like such a gift that I get to witness other people going through their process of transformation as well. And when you get to a place of understanding that it all comes down to you and what you hold in your own field of consciousness, and when you realize that life isn't against you, that you are actually presented with so many beautiful experiences that have the potential to nurture your growth, it changes everything. Now, I say the potential to nurture your growth because how you deal with what you are presented with is up to you. And when you give yourself an opportunity to heal and transform your energy, you move deeper into a space of loving yourself unconditionally. And, you know, of course, it's not an overnight process, which is why I believe it takes dedication, strength, and love to stick with it. And you deserve it. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's really a gift that only you can give yourself. And people will show up to help you, of course, but ultimately, you have to do the work. And I mean, you think about it, I know you're ready. That's why you're here listening to the podcast. You're working on you and seeking ways to transform your energy. I completely understand. In fact, the Intuitive Mastery class starts next week, which is probably my favorite class to teach because you learn how to use your intuitive abilities. And yes, you are intuitive, but you also learn how to use your intuition for guidance and transformation of energy. And you learn how to have intuitive interactions and so much more. So if you do want to join us for that class, go to my website, yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And you can sign up today. And as part of that class, you will also have two personal one-to-one sessions with me so that I can help you with your personal way of reading and also help you work through any blocks that you may have. So sign up today. I really love being able to share these tools with my students, and you get to navigate in the new year in a new way using your intuitive gifts. Now, speaking of the new year, our next cycle of life, and that actually, I think right now we're already in the Capricorn energy. So in Capricorn, you will really start to focus on what you're doing with your life. That's all Capricorn wants to know. So it's very natural, and it's interesting, you know, the year is ending, and at this time we are thinking about what we're going to do next. And you start thinking about how you're showing up and what you're doing with this gift called life. The one thing about Capricorn, though, is that this energy is really direct and it holds no punches, but it doesn't have to feel heavy. In fact, you know, we should consider ourselves fortunate to be able to connect with such determined energy, because if an opportunity arises, this sign will really give you that nudge to go for it. Capricorn is all about getting things done with a clear strategy that puts you on top. Now, before we go on, I want you to think about that and notice what it feels like to you. The idea of you being on top and living a life that you are proud of. What does that feel like to imagine yourself showing up and living in full alignment with whatever matters to you? Does it feel good? Does it sound scary? Or does it make you feel guilty? Now, the only thing in the way of you showing up to live how you want to is you. If you are afraid of judgment, it's your fear. If you're afraid of failure, again, it's your fear. And if you're looking for outside approval or validation, it's your level of confidence. So no matter what it is, it comes back to you. Now, if you think living in alignment with your heart sounds selfish, take a moment and consider who else is supposed to put you first. Who else is supposed to live life in alignment with your heart, if not you? You know, I ask this question and it makes me think about how so many parents put expectation on their children to live the life that they wish they had lived for themselves. And thinking about this, I also remember someone who worked in hospice telling me that the most common regret people have on their deathbed is that they didn't live their lives like they wanted to. Just think about that. Are you living in alignment with your heart? Are you living the life that you want to live? Okay, now with this in mind, let's move back into Capricorn. Now, the beauty of this sign is that it encourages you to be your number one supporter. So, it's really time to step up and put your best foot forward, right? You know, Capricorn wouldn't have it any other way. And then the ruling planet of this sign is Saturn. And this planet is all about structure, the energy of this planet. There is no room for nonsense, so this is where we stop talking about what we want to do and start taking action. This energy is really resourceful, and it doesn't hold the idea of the word can't in its vocabulary. So anywhere that you may be thinking, oh, I'll try, just know that this Capricorn energy is standing firmly behind you saying, you will do because you can. Do you feel that right now? Is there something that you know that you're going to go for, that you're going to try, that you're going to do? Now, the best way you can make an impact in the world or in your own life is by showing up and making use of your gifts and talents. And if you don't know how or where to start, allow this energy that we're in to inspire you to find out. You know, my mother is a Capricorn, and her number one saying is, nothing beats a failure but a try. And that's really what this sign is about. Now, Capricorn doesn't suggest that we be all like willy-nilly. The key here is efficiency. So under the sign, the only point of focus is your success. No matter what you want to accomplish, the Capricorn energy says, if you're going to do it well. And if you fall, pick yourself up by the bootstraps and execute better next time. which is also something that my mother is known to say often. So anyway, if you are signed up for my newsletter, you have access to my Creating with the Moon and Stars workbook, which goes through each sign of the zodiac according to the month that we're in. And in that, there's also a gift for us from each sign. So the gift for us from Capricorn, well, part of it is, may you honor the gifts of your life and abilities, showing each rising sun why you have arrived with the breath of divine spirit flowing through your veins. Showing each rising sun why you have arrived. It's like getting up and making the most of each day, connecting with you and your gifts. Now, the truth is that each one of us is so fortunate to have a life to explore and expand our field of consciousness. So that gets us to our topic today. We're going to start the celebration. Now, first, if you are not driving and you're able to safely close your eyes, I want you to get into a comfortable seated position. And we're going to do a quick exercise. So if you have that water and something to write with, you just want to have that near you now. And get comfortable with your spine as straight as possible. And then gently close your eyes and start to focus in on your breath. And you're going to completely relax into your space and release any tension as you exhale, allowing your shoulders to fall. Just melt into this space. And then you're going to inhale some new revitalizing life force energy and start to feel your life force moving through you. As you breathe, feel energy moving down your arms and your legs. And you're going to completely relax into this and allow yourself to raise your vibration as you breathe. Feel your energy shift. And give yourself permission to deactivate any energy of fear, deactivate any doubt, and take a breath and deactivate any worry. And just allow those energies to dissolve as you breathe. And you're going to inhale, giving yourself permission to connect with clarity. And just breathe and allow yourself to activate the energy of love within your field of consciousness. Then as you exhale, allow yourself to relax into this space and notice what you feel like. Full of love, full of clarity, at peace. Now breathe your awareness down into your root chakra at the base of your spine. And feel your root chakra begin to open and expand as you breathe. Feel your connection to your physical being and allow yourself to feel safe in this space, in your body. Breathe and expand. Now ask yourself, who am I? let your name dissolve and ask again, who am I? And then you're going to let any titles like mother, sister, friend, any labels in your life, let them dissolve and ask again, who am I? Okay, and you're going to trust whatever came up for you and release any other question and breathe this energy up. Nice and easy, you're going to bring it up into your heart chakra at the very center of your chest. And as you breathe into this space, feel your heart chakra open and expand. Now, as you breathe, allow yourself to connect with your light and notice what this feels like. And now ask yourself, what matters to me? Now, as you exhale, release any resistance, release any doubt or other questions, breathe and relax, and again, ask yourself, what matters to me? Good. Now trust whatever came up for you and breathe your beautiful light up into the center of your head. Just nice and easy, breathe right into your third eye. And as you breathe into this space, feel your third eye energy begin to open and expand. Feel this light radiate from the front and the back of your head. And give yourself permission to access higher levels of consciousness. And breathe into the space, opening and awakening your intuitive ability. And allow yourself to relax and ask yourself, what is my purpose? Now, as you exhale, dissolve any confusion, dissolve any noise, and breathe deeper into clarity. And again, ask, what is my purpose? Okay, now breathe and expand, allowing this energy to move throughout your entire being. And notice what it feels like. Let your truth expand in your field as you breathe. And now you're going to breathe your energy up into your crown chakra just above your head. And feel your crown activate. Feel this energy open and expand as you breathe, raising your vibration and awareness with each breath. Notice what your energy feels like. And now ask yourself, what is my next step? Now, as you breathe, release any question of how and allow yourself to dissolve any limitations and just breathe into infinite possibility. And now you're going to ask yourself again, what is my next step? Beautiful. Now you're going to gently breathe your awareness down to your eyes. Start to wiggle your fingers and toes. And allow yourself to come back into this space and just gently open your eyes. Now, if you can, have a sip of water to help you ground. And jot down whatever came up for you. Your answers to your questions. Who am I? What matters to me? What is my purpose? And what is my next step? Who are you? What matters to you? What is your purpose? And what is your next step? Okay, now you're just going to give yourself a moment to stretch. And you're going to give yourself permission to celebrate you. Just celebrate you. You are here for a reason, and you have choice in how you express yourself in the creation of your life. So, what do you want to create in 2016? What will be your focus in this next cycle of life? Everything you have done and everything you have experienced has led you here right now. And you've learned so much and you have grown in so many ways. And do you think you ended up listening to this episode by accident? No, of course not. You are here because you are ready to see yourself and to celebrate your life simply because it's yours and you can. You were ready to hear this. And yes, you may have gone through so many changes and it has all led you to new opportunity. If you listen to the show, you know that it's all perspective, right? So here we are at the gateway of new opportunity. Let's celebrate that too. All that you have made it through, let's celebrate all of the emotion that you have worked through. And let's celebrate each person who has shown up in your life to help you along the way. Let's celebrate each person who showed up to support you in learning, even the tough lessons. Celebrate all you had to release. All of it brought you here, and we are celebrating your new beginnings. Your new beginnings. Now, how does that feel? Doesn't it feel better to celebrate the fact that you are right here, no matter how you got here? You're here. You're here and you're amazing. You are here and your life is worth celebrating. You know, I learned so much this year and I can't even begin to wrap my mind around all of it, but I'm so thankful. So I really do encourage you to give yourself a moment of gratitude. Even for what you may have just found out about yourself in that meditation that we did. Who are you? And what will you do next? You know, I am personally really looking forward to the new year. But even after this conversation, it makes you think about just looking forward to the next moment. Celebrating your next breath, your life force. You're lucky to have it. And celebrate everything that felt good, everything that made you laugh, the experiences that you appreciated most in 2015. And as your heart starts to fill with gratitude, welcome in more joy. Breathe in more love, more laughter into your next cycle of life. Just take a moment and breathe all of that in. Whatever you want to create or experience next, start from a place of love and gratitude. And you know, we have those moments where we need to check our energy. And you keep working through your layers. It's part of the process. And I know it sounds easier than it may be sometimes. So if you do want some guidance in this process, you can still access my Planting Your Seeds for 2016 course. And you can get more information about that on my website too. But in that class, you look at the energy you're holding now. And you're guided through a process of transforming your energy so that you can begin creating from a new vibration. Okay, so before we go, I just want to talk about the new and full moon because I won't talk to you again until next year. Now, the new moon will be in Capricorn on January 9th. And again, Capricorn supports you in how you are showing up in the world. And in this, you may want to do some work on your solar plexus, connecting with your confidence and your determination. And the new moon is symbolic of new beginnings, new cycles. So it's a great time for planning and planting those new seeds of intention. And of course, you want to consider your action steps too. So if you're like me, you probably already have your 2016 calendar and you're already filling in some details. But one of the things I do that I'll share with you in my calendar, I also write down mantras and intentions so that each time I open my calendar, which I do several times a day, I see those mantras and I see those intentions. What am I creating this month? What is the mantra, the energy that I want to focus on? And whatever goal I may have, I'll write down the question, what would it take to, and then fill in the blank. What would it take to raise my vibration? What would it take to connect with the students and clients that are meant to work with me? What would it take to love myself so deeply and unconditionally that I live free from guilt, that I live free from worry? What would it take? And I write these types of things in my calendar, again, because they are constant reminders and they are what I'm feeding into my field of consciousness so that it's the energy I'm creating from and I'm sending clear signals out of what it is that I plan to create. Now we have the full moon in Leo on January 23rd, and Leo is all about your shine. This is when you want to release anything that may be a block for you. Anything you're ready to transform in support of you showing up in the full beauty of who you are. Now, Capricorn will initiate the plan and support the execution of whatever you choose to create. And then Leo says, let's share it with the world. Step up and step out as you. So, you know, it sounds like even more reason to celebrate, right? And remember, if you are ready to go deeper and start accessing your intuitive ability, sign up for the Intuitive Mastery class. It starts next week. And I show you how to start using your intuition in the very first class. And we work together for 12 weeks. It's personalized. It's not just some recordings. You actually get to work with me. And you learn a lot about you and your gifts. So again, you can go to my website, yuchi.com, and sign up today. That's yewchi.com. And I have to tell you, I am so thankful for each and every one of you, because without you, there would really be no point in Reiki Radio. So I thank you so much for being a part of this community, and I look forward to sharing with you in the new year. But whatever you do, be sure to celebrate your life. Your life is a gift, and you are a gift to the world. Share yourself. Connect with yourself. Get to know who you are. Throughout all of the process, be kind to yourself and remember to always journey in love.